An old song says it best. Christmas is coming, time to remember the poor. Although most people can agree with this sentiment in principle, when it comes to putting it into practice, Melvin Flieger has a different idea.
Oh, I believe in helping the poor. They certainly need it. But when Christmas comes, I always make it a point to do something special for the rich. The richer the better. I love to surprise them.
He's not kidding. This year, Melvin Flieger will make over 100 holiday baskets and will leave them on the doorsteps of wealthy people in affluent suburbs.
Let's see, soaps, safety pins, breath mints, a blanket or a towel, mittens, the kind of stuff that's important to me. Matches.
But the people you're giving these things to don't need them.
Oh, I suppose, but does anybody ever not need socks?
For Melvin Flieger, it isn't about need. His generosity to the rich has its roots elsewhere. Irma Jean, Melvin's wife for the past 34 years, says her husband's way of celebrating sets him apart.
I've been trying to get him put in an institution for the last decade or so. Nobody seems to think he's that bad, but, you know, he sent Bill Gates a pair of earmuffs. There's something wrong there.
Why did you do that, Melvin?
Well, I was just showing that no matter how big Bill Gates is, he's still not so big that he's above getting a gift from me. I also bought a tie tack for Don Trump and a fruit basket for the Sultan of Brunei.
It's not an unusual motivation, Ms. Vapors.
Dean Marty Berry is a therapist and counselor.
When you give someone a gift, there's a little bit of a power thing going on there. You're saying, I'm big enough and am worthy to give a gift to you, and you have to sit up and take notice no matter how important you think you are.
It says all that?
Oh, and so much more.
Gift-giving controversies have also made it all the way to the Supreme Court. Right now, the court has under consideration the fascinating case of Keefe versus Fellows. Elmer Mutort covers the Supreme Court for Minutia Magazine.
Keefe worked for Fellows. One Christmas, Fellows gave Keefe a gift, a frosted glass paperweight. Mr. Keefe felt obliged to give Ms. Fellows a gift in response, which turned out to be one of Marilyn Monroe's discarded nylons, which Mr. Keefe bought at an auction for $1,500. Ms. Fellows refused that gift as being too expensive and inappropriate and just plain weird. Mr. Keefe insisted, Ms. Fellows resisted, so Mr. Keefe resigned his position and then sued Ms. Fellows and the employer for harassment and discrimination, arguing that her initial gift forced his response and that he was just doing his job. He lost in the lower courts and the case is on appeal.
Who would have thought giving a simple gift at the office could be so difficult? And with workplace etiquette already such an awkward issue, how can anyone do the right thing or even know what the right thing is? And more importantly, what can I get that doesn't seem cheap but costs less than $10 that I can give to a dozen different people who like to compare notes and talk behind my back? And where? I'm Wendy Vapors, and I'm reporting.